Coming to a meditation, orienting toward grounding, landing, coming into the body. And begin with the posture as always. If you're in a sitting posture, really let the bottom half of the body settle, root into the earth, land in the place where you are. The more rooted the lower body, the more bright, buoyant the upper body can often find itself. So we come into these postures, if you're in any variation of the sitting posture. And yogically, the orientation in many of the sitting meditation traditions, most that I know of, is really toward not the straightness of the physical spine, but the straightness of what you could call the energetic spine or the central column. I think of this central column primarily in relation to a sense of balance. So if the head is balanced over this central column, there's a sense of not falling forward or back or to either side. You can think of the body like a bead on a plumb line dropped from the center of the dome of the sky, where the earth is the plumb. So the earth is the base, the hanging point. And the body sitting on the earth, or however we are arranged on the earth, there's this line that goes clear from the center of the earth, straight out, shaped by gravity, out, with the earth orbiting the sun, maybe the plumb line goes to the sun, but maybe this the solar system is itself a plumb at the bottom of a line that goes to the center of the galaxy as we spin around it. Talking with my 9-year-old recently, I'm trying to figure out gravity. What falls toward what? What spins around what? How are we and the moon pulled to the earth? Why do we spin? How is the moon pulled to the sun to the galaxy to everything else? And even while having that conversation with him, I'm feeling my body drawn to the earth, the weight of the body landing here so solidly that even if I spend all my energy to push away from this earth, I just land back on it a couple seconds later. I hardly get very far away from it at all. The pull is so great. And so the feeling of really being so landed here, so rooted here, that maybe It's an illusion that I'm not part of the earth at all. That part of ourself that feels like we're separate from this thing we're drawn to through gravity. All of our bodies also part of the weight of the earth. Here we are, just momentarily disconnected, walking, jumping, soaring around for a few seconds at a time. Until our elements, just like the body landing after a short jump, landing solidly on the earth, at the end of this short life, our elements returning to earth, like our whole life was a short leap from our mother's body. And we fly through the air for a while, move around. At some point, we come landing back down. There's a center in the body, somewhere above the center of the bowl of the hips, in the low belly, on this plumb line. And one term for it is the center of gravity. It's the center of the mass of weight that is the body. If this center tips off center, the body tips off center. If the center is balanced, everything above it can tip off center and more easily come back to right. This is more or less in the same place as the wheel of spinning energy in the body, sometimes associated with the element of fire. In Sanskrit, in some of the Hindu traditions, called Manipura Chakra, the wheel of the city of jewels. In the Chinese system, called the Dantian. In the Japanese system, called the Hara. Different names for this in every culture. In the Hatha Yoga systems, Manipura is where Kundalini awakens. She sleeps coiled at the base of this plumb line, deep in the bowl of the pelvis. She awakens at this low belly center when the heat, the force or Hatha of our practice is sufficient to stir her into motion. All of these images, the gender of Kundalini, the coiledness, the snake form, this is part of the subtle imaginary of some of the Hindu traditions, the tantric and hatha yoga traditions. But these images vary. In the Tibetan tradition, there's a bulb, like a ball of wrapped cloth in this place. But you can feel it as you breathe. Let the upper body be so buoyant and open that the breath falls in through the nose all the way down to this low belly. As the breath pours in and down and then releases out and up, you might feel the respiratory diaphragm pressing down on the inhale, widening the ribs, drawing the lungs open. releasing in and up on the exhale to its resting domed shape, lungs empty. The diaphragm presses the organs down toward this low belly spot, presses the energy of breath down toward the pelvic bowl. One of the deep purposes of our posture, especially if we're sitting well supported enough that the low back can rest in its natural curve and the belly can be relaxed and open, is that this pressing down on the inhale is unconstricted. And we're not compressing into the belly, slumping. There's an ease of receiving the breath in the low belly and the bowl of the hips. And as the breath pours into the bowl of the hips, you can relax through the whole field of the hips, through the genitals and anus, through the pelvic floor, the web of musculature that supports the organs. And you might feel the root of the body, this web of support, cradles all of the organs in the torso. And feel the breath reach down into this grounded space of the hips and fill the hips with breath, nourishing everything from the top to the bottom of the torso, pouring breath in and down. And releasing breath out and up, releasing through the nose. The lungs will often fill more fully if there's a very slight narrowing in the throat, a little constriction and lift. The channeling of breath through the throat we call victorious, ujjayi pranayama. The soft roar as the glottis lifts. The back of the throat opens. Tongue resting on the roof of the mouth. And the breath pours through, pouring down to fill the ribs, but all the way down to this point in the at the deep bowl of the body. Letting the low belly open. And so as you have a sense of this breath rhythm, full breath pouring in and down through the whole torso, releasing out and up, gentle ujjayi in the throat. And you might just bring the attention to the low belly, to this point at the center of the body, or just the whole area of the low belly. See what feels most natural. And keep the attention there as an anchor point in the body as you breathe. If you do that, really keep attention in this area as a strong anchor. Notice the impulse for attention to follow the breath back up and out, or to wander away to any other story or image or content. So here, when you come back to the breath, come back to the low belly. Move from proprioception, knowing the shape of the body, to interoception, feeling the interior of the body. We feel the gentle expanding and contracting, filling and emptying of this bottommost part of the vase. Like there's a star in open space, like the North Star in the field of the sky. And like the breath pours additional brightness into this star, and it brightens and expands. And then with the exhale, it releases and shrinks again, so the star is breathing. And we just rest with this brightness at the heart of the body. So playing with any aspect of this as we sit in silence together for a bit. We've been closing our meditations lately with mantras from the yoga tradition, the Hindu yoga tradition, partly the Vedic or Brahmanic ancient yoga tradition. Tonight, thinking about a star in the belly, and the gravity, the plumb line that holds the earth. We'll chant once again the Gayatri Mantra, an ancient mantra to Savitri, the sun, praising this source of light and wisdom. We can say praising that which holds the earth in its spinning path and us with it. Purbhuvasuvaha tat savitur varenyam bhargo devasya dhimahi dhiyo yo na prachodayat. Om Purbhuvasuvaha tat savitur varenyam bhargo devasya dhimahi dhiyo yo na prachodayat. Om Purbhuvasuvaha tat savitur varenyam bhargo devasya dhimahi dhiyo yo na prachodayat. Hi, thanks for joining us for this talk and practice. If these recordings are helpful for you, please consider supporting the Sangha with a donation of any amount. You can find links to our website and the donation page below in the description. Liking and subscribing helps the channel, and I'm grateful for your presence, your practice, and anything you can give to support our little community. Thank you so much. Take care.